Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ascension Soul Wisdom with your host, Reverend James Ellis. Clairvoyant Reverend James Ellis is an ordained minister specializing in holistic living and is a spiritual intuitive counselor. He helps in providing assistance in soul purpose activations for individuals that are seeking soul growth. His practice offers comprehensive healing expansion from the 144th dimension of reality for soul ascension. His intuitive guidance is tailored to meet the needs of each individual.
Hey, 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 it's Reverend James, and I'm here, and I welcome everybody, and it's Free Reading Monday. I guess I must have been distracted when I posted the show, because I just saw what I wrote, and it says Ascension Soul Wisdom 9, and it doesn't even say Free Reading Monday, so interesting. It's probably because today's an interesting day for me. Aki has brought me a message that we're at the top of the roller coaster. We have climbed and clitter-clattered and struggled and all the way to the top. And now he's saying, get ready, because everything's going to go very fast. And I already thought we were going fast. So, and he says, well, the roller coaster, you know, you're going fast all the time on a roller coaster, but when you're going downhill, you're going twice as fast. So guess what? We're on that downhill, and it looks like it's fun. It's supposed to be exciting. It's a little scary to me because a lot of things are going. Aki has told me just this week, you're moving to Denver. Guess what? I'm moving to Denver. So my whole life is going to change from Daytona Beach, Florida to Denver, Colorado. I'm looking forward to moving there. And for all the people that I didn't tell yet, surprise, because I just found out, you know, Aki said, it's only been 3 days, but I am actually moving to Denver. I've terminated my lease where I am here in Florida in those 3 or 4 days, and I've started packing. So if you're in the Denver area, feel free to give me a call. I do live group channelings, and I do a lot of activations and stuff like that for people. So now that I did all that, I'm going to bring Aki in. If you haven't been to the show before, he's my guide. He's from 12th Dimension Lyra, and he foresees things different than we do, and he allows information to come from the other side forward. If you haven't been to the show, he speaks light language. It's not English. It's a vibrational language, and the vibrations are the thing that propel you and change you. So if you want to participate in an activation or whatever he's going to do, all you have to do is agree to that and say, I allow this. And if you don't, you just say, I don't want to participate, and the energy won't come to you. It's like putting up a wall. And so for everybody that's out there, he's saying, please place your hands on your heart chakra, because he's bringing in this new energy. And he says, the ascension is very exciting. And indeed, you are on the roller coaster ride down. And he says, hold on, everyone, for many, many things are about to change all the way from August through February of next year. He's bringing in images of just change. So be prepared for that. And that's even people who are kind of settled. They're going to have things happen. Like, I was settled. I didn't ever think I would live where it's going to snow. And here I'm going. So you got to listen to the guides, because a lot's going to be transpiring. We're going to see things that are going to be scary based on what's happening with our government, or with earthquakes or Yellowstone or the pole shifts, or, you know, they're putting out all this negative. But what you really have to do is you just have to hold that you're the light. You're to be the light. And with that, you will manifest in God's light. And therefore, even though there's discord around you, you will remain unharmed. So now he's saying, he would like you to move your hands to your sacral chakra, because this is where, he says, this is where the change, your sensitivity change is happening, and he wants to help balance that. So, so if you've been emotional, supersensitive, even increased libido, lots of things to do with your energy field. So this is, he's helping to balance that. And now take a big breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Okay. So what he did was he did a balancing of your sacral chakra. It's different than actually working with the chakra. He did it with the chakra energy field. So it's a little bit different than working with the actual chakra, because what's propelling us now are emotions. So your emotions are now leading you to thoughts, and your thoughts are creating your reality. So we have to be really in touch with how we feel. We have to be really in touch in what we're thinking, and we have to be really in touch with what we're saying. And so what he's saying is that it's time to live in the moment, because it's going to be going so fast, you're not going to have time to think ahead. It's going to be happening to you every day. So prepare for that. It's a hard thought to shift, to think, you know, am I having peace in this moment? How do I shift to peace? If this is discord, how do I get through it and hold my peace? You know, just keep trying to bring peace every moment to your life. And the more that you do that, the easier the flow will be for the next 8 or 9 months until next year. So I'm going to go right on to my first reading, and it's 631. I thought I was going to go on to it. Okay, 631, you're on
Hello.
The air. Who's this and where? Hi,
this is Rose from Long Island. How you doing, James?
Hi, good, Rose. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Not bad. You know, here and there.
You're one.
Can't hear you.
I said you're one that's same thing, roller coastering down the hill. And it looks like that you're coming into abundance. Do you have a question? Let me get your question first.
I was just going to let you, you know, whatever you get, whatever message, it's easier, I think.
Okay. It really is about, they're saying that you're giving birth to your dreams, and wait until you see, it's coming forward. And all you need is just to hold on just a little bit longer with your trust, because you've been believing, you've been trusting, you've been on the path. So what they're saying is just surrender to it, because it's happening. It's coming forward, and it's going to – it feels very strong to me, like very unexpected. So open up to that. Do you understand that, Rose?
Yes, I understand. Yes, I do.
Okay.
All right. So that's
and there's – about love. Are you already married?
Not really, no.
there's something about love coming into your life, so open up to that. I don't know if that's something you've been asking for, but they said, hey, tell her that even love is on her horizon. So open up to that, too, if that's something that you're looking for. Okay?
Okay, that sounds good. All right, thanks, James.
Okay.
Reverend James, I should
yeah.
say. Okay. All right, thank you.
Don't worry.
I'll talk
Have
to you soon.
Day.
You
okay,
too.
Bye-bye,
thank
Rose.
You.
Okay, so I'm going to go right on to the next caller, which I thought it was a different number. I thought it might have been that. Okay, I'm going to go right on to 401. 401, you're on the air. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My name is Carrie, and I'm calling from Rhode Island.
Hi, Carrie. Did you just try to call my regular number?
I did by accident.
It's
Sorry
okay.
About that.
No, it's okay. I was like, somebody's calling me during my show from Rhode Island. So,
That's funny.
Hi, Carrie. How can I help you today?
I listen to your show often. I've never really actually called in before, but I have listened. And like I said, I received an email about Blog Talk Radio shows, and you happen to be on air, so I didn't catch the beginning of your show. But I'm coming up on an anniversary of a loved one who passed, and, you know, it's just been a transitional period for me the past, I'd say, 3 years or so. And you did mention love in the previous caller in which you informed her of. So I think I was calling with regards to, you know, any advice you'd have for me in my current relationship and dealing with, you know, my loved one who's no longer here, because it is my father. So it's definitely caused some blockages for me, if you, for lack of a better way of putting it, you know what I mean?
Okay. What they're telling me for you, Carrie, is that it's really important. I don't know if you're doing this, but to spend time alone. For some reason, mm-hmm. you're denying, you're being busy all the time, or you're making yourself busy rather than connecting with God's source. And they're saying that your God's source energy, I feel it's really strong. So if you're not hearing or talking to your guide, it's because you're not spending that time alone. Either that you're having a fear of it. Are you fearful when you go into silence of memories?
A little bit. A little bit, just because, you know, it's just been such a transitional period, and my life is sort of, you know, the nuts and bolts, if you will, of my life has to be put back together. So I think that I've, you know, before I used to focus on the yoga, the meditation, and I was really centered, and then life has a way of kind of, you know, the chaos kind of took over, and I'm trying to stay grounded again, and he's also going through some changes. We have to do business together. So yeah, I'm trying to stay grounded amidst all of those things, but yeah. I do kind of put it to the side.
Great, because the beginning of the show was exactly what's going on with you. You have the beginning of the show said what was happening with you, just what was happening with all of us. We were on a roller coaster, and we were on the uphill. We were going clack, 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 you know, and it's hard to go uphill. Things are and yet it's still going fast, and it's hard, and the car is shaking, but we're getting to the top of the hill. We're getting there, click, 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 click. And then what's happening now, and this is this week, is we're on the way down on the other side. So
that's good. Hopefully in a good way, with my hands up in the air smiling.
yes, exactly. Do that, because that will bring in the joy that you're seeking. That will bring in the happiness that you're seeking. The more that you can stay in the present of I'm in peace, you know, I find peace. And if you have discord, say, you know, I have discord. How do I move through this with the greatest peace? And try to move through it, because it's not sustained. And I do feel like there's this really, really supportive love touch from your father, that he holds you on your shoulders, and I think you know it. He actually holds both shoulders, or he did when you were a child, I'm not sure. He's showing, holding with both of your shoulders, and that you know it. So what's happening is they're saying, keep your eye on your intentions, and you'll have your dream. It's time. It's like what's coming down the track is now going to come twice as fast, and it's all about your emotions. So be in touch with your emotions now. Be in touch with, okay, I'm feeling this. How do I make it positive? And when you have your emotions, it then goes to thinking. I'm thinking, wow, this is great. I'm feeling good. And then it goes to manifestation now. And it's right from your mind or from your words, you're manifesting. So if you manifest happy and think happy, you'll manifest good and happiness. If you think worry, you're going to be manifesting worry. And if you're saying worry, then you're going to manifest worry on a 3D level. So what we want to do is we want to really get it super in our brains now into getting what we're feeling emotionally, so that we're projecting the right thing. And you've worked, and the clicking of the other side of the hill, going up the hill, is all the work that you've been doing. So those are the little track things that you've already climbed to get to the top. So prepare. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying this for everybody. Between now and February, you're going to be on a roller coaster going down fast. It's going to be fun. It can be exciting. It can be scary. It can be. It can have a million emotions. But the emotions that you want to hold on to is the person waving their hands in the air, screaming, "Yahoo!"
Great way to put it. That's a great way to tie it all together.
Yeah, so definitely put those hands in the air, Carrie, because I feel really good things for you. And do the silence thing. Go back into the meditation again. They want to talk to you. They want to use, or not use you, but they want to facilitate through you stuff so that you have a better experience, better experiences that are more aligned with your soul energy. Do you get that?
Okay. Yes, I do.
Awesome. I'm glad you called in, and I hope it really helps. And
thank you so
it's
much.
Probably a good idea to listen to the first couple of minutes of the show, okay?
I definitely will. Thank you so much.
Okay, yeah, cause it'll help your sacral, and that's where your balance, it will really help you to balance your sacral. Okay, I will talk to you later. Have a very good one. Thank you for calling.
Happy 4th of July.
Oh, thank you. You too. Happy 4th of July, everybody. I forgot all about it. okay, so let's go. I think the next one was 551. 551, you're on the air. Who's this? Where are you calling?
Hi. Okay, this is Tanisha. I'm calling from New Jersey.
How are you today?
I'm pretty good. I'm actually just calling because I wanted some advice, maybe from the angels. I'm not sure if I'm going through, I'm not sure if this is like a calling, but like any kind of like regular job, I'm not happy on. I really feel like I'm just really ready to leave where I'm at. I'm in New Jersey right now. I came up here 3 years ago, and I just want to drop everything and just leave because I don't know. I just keep feeling like this is not the spot for me. I'm not sure if that's emotion-based or if that's really what my angels and guides are trying to communicate to me. And I wanted to know if you could help me out and give me some clarity on that because I know I haven't been too clear lately.
Yeah, right. And part of it's interesting that you're feeling like you want to abandon everything because what they're saying is that you just don't drive, or your drive is not with traditional lifestyle as far as, you know, viewpoints and methods. You're more spiritual in nature, and the reason why you don't feel it in the work that you do is because you're not flowing. And it's something that you flow with as far as that brings energy in, but that you get to release because you're actually like a conduit of it. Like when I see energy for you, I see that you allow people to take energy from you, but you have like this source that you bring it up, bring it through you, so it's okay to share it. Are you calling for a spiritual job? Is that what you're looking for?
What is like the next move for me? Because at like right now at this point, like I feel like I can throw, and it doesn't make sense because it's not traditional. I just feel like it, like putting in my 2 weeks. I feel like putting in my 60-day notice for my apartment and just leaving. But I don't have a destination. I don't know what I'll be doing. I just know that I just feel like it's time. Because where I'm at, it's just not resonating well with my spirit. Well, that's how I'm feeling.
I would never suggest anyone to leave their place of employment until they were ready. So number one, don't plan on doing anything till you're ready. I have to tell you, this week he told me that I was moving to Denver, and you know, we are pulling up everything. I, you know, stopped my lease and everything. I don't know where I'm going either, but I'm allowing spirit to lead me. And because I'm an advanced soul, I have no fear because I know he's taking me to wherever I'm supposed to go to teach people. So, but for you, what you have to do is you have to get into meditation and you have to really think about what does make me happy and define it. You know, what does... how do I feel honored when I, you know, produce work that, you know, it brings me reciprocity? What do I really value in the area where I live? You know, if you're not around...
Well, that's the thing.
You know,
I don't... I'm not even trying to be funny. Since I moved up here, I never liked it. I moved up here for a job. And I hated it. And I moved from a place that I was very comfortable and happy at. But I moved up here.
I think you're wrong. Yeah, you got a little bit of dreaming that it was so much better before, but it's not where you're at. I can tell you this. It doesn't matter where you're at. Your happiness is within. So it doesn't matter what
you see me going?
I do feel like you're moving. I feel like it's across country. It looks like it's four states away or four states. It looks like it's four states to your left down south. So I would say, I don't know. I'm not really great without having a map, but it looks like Alabama, Kentucky area. Not Kentucky. Tennessee, lower than that.
Okay.
Yeah, like Tennessee. I don't know how you feel about that, but I feel like that energy there gives you a base where I feel like you're. Is water to your right?
Water. Okay. Where New Jersey is on the map, it's if I'm water is to like the left side of the state.
To where you live?
Yes.
Or where you are now?
I mean, it's New Jersey is surrounded by water, so it's like...
Okay, well, anyways, that water is, I think, making you off balance on your feet. So you would also do really good by regrounding yourself. That will give you clarity on where you want to go. That will give you clarity on what you want to do, and that will give you clarity on remaining balanced. So it looks like the water, though, keeps coming in and washing like sand away from underneath your feet, so you feel unbalanced all the time.
It happens, I want to say, at least once or two times a month, and it could just possibly have a lot to do with this young man that I deal with. Does he take a lot of energy from me? Because it's like he's draining, but he comes off as really selfish. Do you pick up who I'm talking about? His name is Anthony, if you get a name.
Okay, yeah, I prefer the name. Yeah, he does take energy from you, but that's because you let it. You let him in, so... on my website, there's a thing. It's called the Diamond Dome of Protection. Surround yourself in protection all day long, and his energy won't affect you. I don't feel like he's got a line to you, but I do feel like he comes in and he takes energy.
Having a hard time hearing you. Can you hear me?
Pardon?
Are you able to? Hello?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. I missed what you said, the last thing that you were at.
I said, because it's just like, after I got off the phone with him, he comes off as really selfish. Is that just his energy, or what is actually going on with him? Because I'm kind of in a relationship with him, but I don't know if it's his energy or if it's some, do you see what's going on between us?
You just need to protect yourself. It's not anything. You're letting him in your energy field, and it's disrupting you because you're taking on an energy from him. So protect yourself with that dome, and then when you're together, even though he's going to try to project on you, it won't hit you. It won't go into your light body and affect you. So it's really important to practice. Okay? Do you understand that?
Yes, and I'm not sure if this is appropriate. Is it just me and him, or is he standoffish like that because that's just his personality, or is it because he's with somebody else occupying his time?
I think he's just ego. He's got a lot of ego. It's his personality.
So he's really not doing anything. He's just standoffish.
He's just a little bit yeah, I guess standoffish is the word you want to use. I feel like he operates a lot out of his ego, so it's all about him, him, him.
Yeah, like, it's just, but when he does that, I don't know if it's like a rejection to me, but it spirals me into like a, it takes, like, I'm not a person to lose like my cool, like I'm always sweet, but it spirals me out of control to where I say something disrespectful, and that's never been my, that's never been who I am. I never been a person to try to do, but I'm like, is that, it gotta be his energy because I don't do that, and it shocked me because
Tanisha,
he makes me say,
Tanisha,
yes.
Go to my website, it's free, and learn how to do the Diamond Dome of Protection every morning, and call me in 2 weeks and see the difference. Okay? I'm going to let you go on. Because it's going to make a difference for you. People don't believe it. Just try it for 2 weeks and see.
The diamond.
It's a Diamond Dome of Protection. It's to protect yourself from energy of other people. And so that they don't get in your energy field, so that they don't affect you when they're being who they are. And just try it for 2 weeks and see the difference in your relationship with this person, because what will happen is you'll be protected and all of that coming in, biting at you, isn't going to affect you. So it will really help you, and it's a really simple thing to do, okay? So, and it's free. So that's how I would start with you. And then let me know in 2 weeks what you think, because people have done this, have had super, super changes in their life, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yes, you have a great day. I appreciate hearing back how it goes for you.
I will, and okay. I'm going to get into meditation and see, like, what's the next thing, because it's just like, you know how you're, I don't know, I just got to get into it.
You're coming
right,
to new beginnings, too. It's happening. Just allow it to unfold. Don't do anything radical, though, like quit your job and until you're ready. You know, I'm not saying that you can't quit your job. I'm just saying when you're ready to do it, but don't do it haphazardly. Ungrounded.
Okay.
Okay, good. You have a good one, and I'll talk to you next week then. I'm always on Monday, so. Okay,
great.
Have a
thanks.
Bye. Okay, I got some people in the caller queue who don't have their hands up, but they are listening. If you'd like reading, I can do that. Somebody just did it. There's a minute and 48 seconds left, but I'm going to stay on and finish at least 678, 856, and 239, because 239 just put their hand up again. So I'm going to start with 856. Hello, you're on the air. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Rose Maria. I haven't talked to you for a little bit. I'm from New Jersey.
Yes, how are you doing? Oh, great.
Doing good. Whatever you can pick up. I know I've been doing a lot of changes, but still looking for that job relationship with the relocation. It's like not moving fast enough, if that makes sense.
Get ready, girl.
Yeah.
Get ready. They're saying that things aren't turning out the way that you think that they should go. Are you able to assess what's going right on your own, or are you just feeling like nothing's going right?
Pretty much nothing's going right.
Forward. I know, that's not true. What they're saying is, that's what you're saying, but that's not true. So let's just change your language to, I choose to have this experience or something better, and try to get that better experience. I see this discord, I'm moving through it with ease. I'm desiring a different outcome, something that is more favorable to my happiness. Start talking about your happiness as joy. Start bringing in the joy of your happiness. And start being in gratitude for the things that are good in your life, because one thing that they're saying is that things are going forward, but they're not forward like you want. So surrender to letting bring you what they think is in your best and highest interest, rather than what you think it should look like. Do you get that?
Okay, yeah, got it. Cool. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I think I think things are moving forward for you. It's about keeping your eye on your intention or your target, and being happy and in gratitude for the things that are good. Now on this new roller coaster down, it's going to go fast. So try to stay in positivity as much as possible. And this is for everybody. We have to be the light now. It's really a crucial time, especially through February of next year. We're going to have, we'll see. But a key says that it's monumental what we're going to be going through. So I don't know what that means, because I don't know what – I mean, a monument is a big old cement thing. So, you know, it's going to be big. So prepare for that, because I think you're going to move forward into your dreams. It's time. We cluttered up the one side, and that's what you were doing. And now you're going to you're at the top. Prepare, because the roller coaster ride down is a whipping fast. Okay?
Cool. Appreciate it.
Yeah,
thank
you'll have
you.
To definitely call in and let us know I really feel like in 3 weeks you'll be like, wow, my gosh, what's changed? And you didn't really change anything, but everything's changed. A lot of people are going to wake up like that. So, awesome. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Appreciate it.
239, you're on the air. Who's this and where you're calling from?
Hi, this is Diana, South Florida.
Oh, hey, Diana. How are you doing?
Okay, I'm ready to leave, too. Just not sure where I'm going. You got any idea where I'm going?
Let's see. Where about is Diana going? You look like... your mid-state, like, I don't know, Indiana or Ohio?
Yeah, probably Indiana. Indiana is where my grandchildren are. My grandchildren are in Indiana, so I thought about that. I just don't.
I feel like it's that.
If that's what you got, that's probably what will happen.
I feel like you're not happy where you are and that it's unhealthy. Is that true?
Exactly. Oh, yeah. I'm renting a room in the bar.
Are you seeing somebody?
You mean like a date, man? No? People give me rides places now and then. Everybody's always telling me they're here, but I just haven't not met them yet.
Oh, okay. So I feel like Yeah, I think somebody's coming forward for you. That's why I was like, I asked you about the relationship. I feel like you're going to be in relationship. Do you know somebody in Ohio that area that you're in had relationship with that you have relationship with?
That's where I grew up. No, I'm not talking to anybody except my daughter from Indiana.
Okay. Well, I think you should, I don't know. I feel like you should open up to, I feel like there's somebody there that you're going to move into a relationship with. And I feel like it's going to be really happy for your energy to be around the children. For some reason, even though I don't feel like you're the maternal mother thing, you resonate with their energy of pure. So it makes you
happy.
Yeah,
they have been put in the box. That will be quite difficult, because I'm not really allowed to say the word psychic or spiritual or anything around them. Part of the reason why I left there. So it'll be kind of tricky. But the children, I believe, are spiritual beings that want to be free.
Yeah, they will be. I think everything's changing. I think as people see that your abilities are, and I'm talking about maybe your family, see that your abilities are real, don't put it on them, but when they see that you do it naturally, then they come around more. And they've come around, I feel like, more than, you know, in the last, I feel like things have really shifted great from 3 years ago.
So do you think that I'll end up renting the room from somebody in the family or somebody outside of the family? Because that's the hold up.
I do get in the family right now. So
they were more or less afraid of me. You know, like if a miracle occurred, it was like, oh, my God, they'd be afraid of me. So that's probably what you mean by coming around. They can accept miracles now. That would be great. So hopefully it is one of the family, because it's kind of like hard to find a room for rent when you're not there. And a man waiting for you and all that good stuff. All right, this time, Denver, is that where you're picking? That? Oh, boy, they're calling you for the light then, because Denver needs a lot of light work. You're going to work, man.
Well,
more than you know.
I'm nervous about it because, you know, they said, you know, I only found out 3 days ago. Like, he said, you're moving to Denver. He said, I want you to terminate your lease. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I love where I'm living in Florida. I've always wanted to live in Florida.
I know you wanted to get there so bad. Maybe you better talk it over with him a little bit more. Are you sure? Because they don't always know the time that we know. Does he mean now or next month or next year? But Denver I didn't like Denver. I felt the negativity so strong. But I actually forced myself to stay there for a few days when I went through. They need a lot of light work there. So it's work. That'll be work for you.
Well, he told me that the 2 years that I had here were what he, you know, that was my time in Florida, and that's all I needed. And that I did the right work, because I did grounding through the hurricane and stuff. You know, I've experienced a lot here. Denver, I don't know what I'm expecting, but for some reason he shows me doing more group, like, channeling. So I think I'm going to – I'm shifting to a different venue, and I'm going to increase my show to an hour, I think. And I'm going to be changing things up. So it's an exciting time for everyone, not just for me. And
And you might get to the Rocky Mountain High, to the good part of Denver. The airport area is not so good.
Somebody said Longmont, and that's where I'm looking at this point. Longmont,
good.
Colorado, which is just north of, or northwest of Denver. So it's exciting. I don't know where I'm going either, and I'm nervous, and I'm going to be there. I only have 2 months,
Everybody's getting moving into their station now.
Well, you have a great day. Let me know how it goes.
I just wanted to tell you that last time we talked, I believe that was an implant that had squirted blood right out of my leg. And you did the prayers, and that didn't happen no more, so we must have got the implant out. That was the freakiest thing ever. To see a fountain of blood just squirt right out from the inside of your leg. Goodbye, implant.
Yeah, that's...
Goodbye. Yeah, that was a definite goodbye. So,
thank you
for praying for me, and it worked, and we'll just go where we're called about then. All right.
Okay, you have a very good one. Bye-bye.
You too.
Okay, so now, and I'm moving on to my last one, if I get her. Susie, is this you?
It's me, Reverend J. Here I am, Susie B.
Hello. Do you have a question?
I sure do. I would like to know if William will ever be able to make any kind of commitment to me.
At this point, I'm not getting yet.
Well, I mean, you know, not right now. I don't expect it, but in the future.
I know. I'm doing the 6 month thing. When I say at this point, I was trying to be nice about. I'm not seeing anything. I think when I look at him, he's boxed up, and the lid is actually closed. So I don't know what that means, unless he pops up like a jack in a box. Is what I feel like it. I don't see a thing to, you know, play the din 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 popcorn.
You don't see him popping up at all?
No, but I feel like it's a jack in the box. So I don't know what that means, but that's what Aki's showing me. And so I think you can play the music as long as you like and have fun and pop, you'll have surprises. But I don't feel like it's a long-term commitment kind of thing that you're looking for.
Okay. Then...
At this time, I'm not saying that it can't change. I just want to say at this time, you know, within the next 6 months, I feel like he's, you know, he's going to be one of those, you know, in and out people.
Well, do you feel like that his financial situation will improve?
Okay. Yes, I get a yes on that.
Oh, well, that's good. Well, then after the improvement of his financial situation is when I'm hoping that maybe he will, you know, feel better and move closer towards maybe some sort of a commitment.
I think you're trying to commit with a person that doesn't like commitment.
Okay.
I think he's, like I said, he's in this box, and poof, he comes out and plays, and then he goes back into the box. And I don't think you're going to open that box all the way up, because I don't think there's a real, to me it feels like there's not a real person underneath it. Not that it's not real, you know, I know
right.
that the feelings are never real. I just feel like there's a fake or false pretense. Okay.
Oh, no. Okay. Well.
Just, you know, either that or he, I just don't feel like he'll ever leave that box for some reason. I feel the box, he's, you know, a jack in a box is part of the box. You know, it never leaves the box because it's part of his safety or his thing. And I just feel like. Yeah, you will be able to push him back down and he'll pop back up and you'll have fun and you'll be tickled and joyed and everything. But I think he'll always be in the box. I don't think you're going to get that. At least that's what's coming through, at least for 6 months.
Okay. And do you I actually woke up this morning thinking, you know, that I was going to possibly consider investing in a matchmaker to try to match me with somebody that's serious about wanting a relationship and a commitment, you know, working toward a committed relationship. Do you think that that's a good move for me?
I'm getting yes on that, that will be a way to find clarity because I think some of what you do, and it's nothing against you, is that your character judgment is that you like everybody that you meet. And it's hard because you're not bringing the clarity that you need to define what you really, really want to bring forward. And because you like everybody that you meet, your energy shifts every time you meet somebody. So like when you meet one guy and you're like, oh, he's really nice. I like him and everything. And then, you know, so then your energy shifts and you're like, but what the reason why you have so many guys around you is because you're to see their attributes to define what you want in the perfect or in the ideal. And with that, you'll bring forth the person that has, you know, the most appropriate connection with you. When you vibrate as on your soul level, then that's who you're bringing in. And what I'm hearing.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.